Weigar. Can I help you?
Good afternoon. I'm trying to reach Jim, please.
He's not here, but I can assist you.
Okay, is this Kevin?
Yes.
Hey, Kevin. How are you doing? It's Dennis. Can we call it Bank of Cardiff?
From where?
From Bank of Cardiff.
Yes.
Hi. So I wanted to kind of go over in detail a little bit more as to why we weren't able to get the approval. But, you know, it's something, when I initially looked at it, it looked like it was a go, and I obviously was, you know, pleased to have the application in and try to get something done for you guys. But basically what's going on is it looks like there was an issue with American Express that there's some money owed there, and then also another card. So,
what do you mean,
and, you know,
American Express?
There's a charge-off for American Express on the credit report. Let's see here.
For an American Express card.
Okay, that could be very easy fixed, and it's probably reporting incorrectly then. But let me find it real quick. I just had it in front of me. Let's see here.
Yeah, I personally, I know I've never had an American Express, and neither has the business.
Yeah, it's under Jim or James' credit report, but let's see here.
And when is it showing from?
Sure, let me find it real quick. I'm trying to find it for you guys. So it could be something that's, you know, it could have been fraud. It could have been something that was reported incorrectly or something like that. It's happened before. I actually had someone open up a Verizon bill in my name recently, and it was a bit of a nightmare to deal with, but I guess it happens, you know. But it looks like it was, wow, it says it was opened up way back in 1972. So this definitely looks like it is incorrect.
Yeah, because I was born in 1970.
Okay, so yeah, this is probably... probably incorrect, but I can definitely give you the information on it, and it's obviously something you guys want to look into.
Okay.
But yeah, it says it was opened way back on May 1st of 1972. It has a high balance of 16,857 with a charge-off amount of 8,123. The last reported date was on December of 2011, and it just says, you know, the charge-off amount's 8,123 on here. So... And it's saying that it's only reviewed for 16 months. So it definitely looks fishy. That doesn't look like it's something that belongs on the credit report.
Okay, and that's coming up under James?
It is, correct.
Okay.
Normally they'll have like an account number and things of that nature, but on this it really doesn't.
Okay, and who's reporting that?
It's the credit report we use Experian.
Experian.
I don't know if it's on the other two credit bureaus or not, but we use Experian. And I'm trying to get... an account number or something for you to reference, but there's really nothing on here, probably because it's just so old, it's apparently incorrect.
Okay.
And then there's actually another one as well I saw on here. Because I obviously want to get you guys approval. I think you'd be a great candidate for us, and we'd like to make you guys happy, but you know, that's what I'm up against, and I only work here. So I'm kind of held to underwriters.
My brother and I, we run everything, and we're only 2 years apart, so I know that, as far as I know, he's never hired American Express, and even at that, he wasn't born at that time.
Right, so it's obviously incorrect, and that's, I mean, trying to make sense to underwriters sometimes is a little difficult, obviously, but it, either way, they look at stuff, and then they you know, have a concern, so that's the reason that where we're at with this, but... There's also another one. It doesn't actually say which credit company it is, but it was opened up on May 4th of 2005. It looks like it has a high balance of 5,174. It says it's a joint account as well. Revolving, just says business credit card revolving terms. But there's no information on this one either. It's if you want to write this down, it's reporting under SST/CIG PFI Corp. So what I'll actually do is I'll try to Google this while I've got you on the phone here and see if it brings up anything, you know, with a contact number or anything. But yeah, there's no account number on this either. So this probably is incorrect also. So this should be an easy fix for you guys. I mean, obviously it's incorrect, and I completely understand. I've been a victim of fraud myself, so it's an asshole, but yeah, it just says when
right,
I pulled
so
it up.
Once we get it corrected, we can contact you back?
I believe so. I honestly don't know how they're going to handle it in underwriting or not, but or how long it's going to take, you know what I mean, for it to be cleaned up.
Okay.
I know credit's difficult to deal with sometimes, but I pulled it up. It doesn't actually have a number. But let me look a little bit further for you guys. But I just didn't want you to be concerned and think that we, you know, weren't.
Yeah, no,
considering.
We'll both order up our credit reports to look at them then.
And I am comfortable sending you a copy of this credit report if you'd like to.
Okay.
But let's see here. Yeah, there really isn't anything on there, but you'll see it whenever you get the report. And it's just those two items. Everything else, I mean, it doesn't look comparable to the rest of the report, actually. So, but let's see here. So just info@needleworks is where you'd like for me to send it to?
Yeah, please.
And I'll just address it to you, Kevin?
That's fine.
Okay, perfect, Kevin. I'll get it right over to you guys.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.